This is the BBC.
Here's Friday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. This week, James the Private Investigator answers your questions about being a spy. And if there's something a little bit suspicious going on in your life, he's the man to call. More listeners with superpowers they never knew they had. And we take requests on assembly anthems. Welcome back to James, the Private Investigator. Hello, James.
Hi, guys.
Some people don't believe us when we tell them this is your real occupation, this is what you do to earn money.
Yeah, it's a weird one. It's not your typical job, but this is what I do.
Now, last time we did this, we offered the chance for you lot to speak to James, the Private Investigator. Maybe you've got a question about his job. Maybe you're a little bit suspicious of somebody or something that's not doesn't seem quite right in your head at the moment and you want to check out if it's all legit or if it's something actually is going on. This is your chance to speak to a real-life private investigator. So, let's have our first person. This is from Kate.
Have you ever been employed to spy on a famous?
Oh. So, I've been asked this one a few times, and I had to be very careful about how I answer it. But, essentially, yes, I have been employed to spy on a famous, and I have been employed by some famouses as well.
Hang on, was that the same job, though? Were you employed by a famous to spy on a famous?
No, I've been employed a couple of different occasions, but yeah, it's difficult.
I was just trying to work out if it was a celebrity couple. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. Would that be giving it away if it were?
Hmm. No, not really. It just narrows it down a bit.
Can you give us any more, James?
Movie star.
We're not talking like A-list celebrity, like Hollywood or anything like that. We're talking...
Towie.
Someone in the UK.
Higher than a Towie or...
Higher than Towie.
TV presenter. Yes, I think I've got. Okay, well, I've got an idea of someone in your head. I don't
higher or lower than Eamon Holmes.
It depends on your scale, I suppose, as to who you hold as higher or lower than Eamon.
I'm not accusing Eamon Holmes of anything, by the way. I'm just saying that.
Surely not. He's got Ruth.
Higher celebrity or lower celebrity?
Okay, we're talking soap.
Oh, okay. Soap star.
That's as detailed as I think
that's prepared. Do you know, that's good enough for me.
I can feel the BBC lawyers looking at me.
That's good enough for me. Okay, good question. Thank you, Kate. Scott Mills. James, our private investigator, is here on Radio 1. He's answering your questions. And we've got Sam on line one. Sam, are we okay to call you Sam?
Yep, okay, no problem.
Just as well, because I've said it four times.
What would you rather be called,
too
Sam?
Late now.
Okay, what's your question to James, the PI?
Right, James, it's going to sound like a strange one.
Hi, Sam. Everything's a strange one.
We were working in a cinema overnight fitting seats in Bolton, three of us, and we had things flying around. We had a poltergeist, basically. It's not something I believe in. I feel silly saying it, but we had sweets flying around and a lip balm at one point, and it was constant.
OK, I don't know quite what you want to know here, because James isn't right. Yvette Fielding.
I know, I get it.
Got the wrong line.
What I want to know is I got some phone calls, about 21 different phone calls on Friday night, between 3:30 and 5:45 or something.
So we're presuming this ghost has a phone?
Well, obviously, I got, 21 missed calls, and every time I tried to answer it, it stopped.
Sam, what do you want to know?
I want to know I want him to see if he can trace the phone calls. I'm really hoping the phone calls from an actual person. I'm hoping you're going to discover someone was drunk calling me.
I mean, Sam, it sounds like someone might just be winding you up. I'd like to think that would be the logical solution, but...
Yeah, I hope so too.
The P in James the PI actually stands for private, not paranormal, but I'm happy to take a look for you.
So if you get a withheld number, can you trace the number?
No, not easily. It's all to do with network providers now. It's all quite secure. The police and the network provider can do it, but the chances are they're probably using a burner phone or something if they're professionals, or a ghost. Would it come back to,
some kind of
ghost address?
I've had to use a burner phone before, and I felt like I was in like some kind of Netflix show.
You feel like you were on The Wire?
I totally did, yeah. It was last year I had to use one, and I was like, I did want to throw it in the bin afterwards, like they do.
What were you doing that needed a burner phone?
Great question, Sam.
What's your side job?
I was told that I was somewhere in the world where my normal phone would not be secure enough.
Yes!
And I wasn't even allowed to use WhatsApp. I had to use a special one that the military use.
Sam, did you pick up the phone?
The final phone call was the only one that I managed to answer. All the others went off before I could, even if it was 1 second. I had the phone in my hand sometimes and I tried to answer it and it went off before I could answer it. The final one, which was at 5:45, was the only one that actually let me answer. And it was 15 seconds of white noise, which kind of was horrible.
Yeah, horror movies.
Which would suggest the poltergeist is calling you.
Sam, do you have CCTV in your cinema screens?
So I don't think they have them in the actual screens. They have them in the foyer, but we were in the actual screens. So no is the answer.
The only reason I asked.
The cinema workers there do have night vision.
They do. Yeah, well, they do. Yeah. I'm not doubting you, Sam. I wasn't asking for evidence.
The cinema workers have night vision.
The cinema workers could sometimes, when you're at the cinema, you're not spotted this, watching a film, if you watch in the corner where the stairs are, one of them will appear, and then it will look like they're staring right at you through a sort of binocular kind of thing.
A red hue, don't
and
you?
What they're doing is that's night vision, and they're checking to see who's getting off with who.
No, they're not. They're checking to see if you're not recording the film on your phone.
Ah.
Yeah, I think that's probably more.
Okay.
Well, cost piracy.
Either or.
The reason I asked is because I thought maybe a security guard was just winding you up, just watching you on the camera. And
there was no security guards in the entire place. We were the only. So it's a cinema within a shopping centre. We're not actually allowed to leave until 6 a.m. because there's no security guards. Because we're the only people in the building, and they have to switch off the alarms. We're the only people there, so there was no one else there.
Okay.
No security and no CCTV. I must go to that cinema.
Mm-hmm. So in summary, without unfortunately access to the network provided information, you can't trace the call that easily. If it happens again, though, do get in touch. I'll come down and I'll do surveillance on you and see if I can capture it on camera.
All right, yeah.
But,
okay.
I mean, I don't think you can take photographs of ghosts, but I'll give it a good go.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Give me your number then.
Yeah, I'll send you an invoice.
They never got a photo of one of Most Haunted, did they? They went for about 10 years. Imagine if they had, the whole show would be over.
Yeah.
Oh, we found a ghost. That's it.
The end.
Okay, good to speak to you, Sam.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks,
hope we
Sam.
Helped.
Scott Mills.
Here's one that's come in from someone that wants to remain anonymous in Liverpool.
Does James know the places where people flash headlights in Liverpool?
Question?
I mean, no is the answer to that. I don't know anywhere. Not in Liverpool, anyway.
Right. Yeah, you must go around the UK, do you?
I'm all over the UK.
Name some of the places. Dagenham.
That's prolific.
I can offer up Harrow Viewpoint.
There's Epping Forest, I believe.
I can offer up the Common in Southampton.
Yes. Yeah. I can offer up the Thicket Roundabout.
Okay.
Can I just add in Caerphilly Mountain?
I've got Scratchwood, North London.
And let's not forget Cleghorn, the small village just outside of Lanark in Scotland.
It's a village.
A whole village of it, where people are just flashing their headlights.
Just named a village.
Flashing their headlights all the time. Now, we've got somebody on the line that doesn't want their name to be revealed, and we have changed their voice as well, using a bit of machinery in here, which makes your voice either higher or lower, so she will never be recognised. And she doesn't want her name to be said, so I'm going to call her Barbara. Hello, Barbara.
Hi, right.
Would you rather have high voice or low voice?
Just keep it like this one.
I mean, I can offer you this if you feel more comfortable with this. No, I think that's too high.
Go low.
I can't take that seriously with that.
Sorry. So you've got a question for James, have you?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, that's not going to work. Okay. All right, what's the question?
I found an app where you hide photos on my boyfriend's phone, and I knew that you never had it before.
Yes, the old the app, the secret app there, the app that can hold the files.
I don't know about these secret
apps. Let me talk you through it. So if you go onto the app, am I right in thinking, Barbara, that there's a passcode to get in?
Yeah.
See, I know of these apps, Barbara. It's a good question, and a lot of people do have them on their phones. I have one on my phone, but then again, I don't have your normal job.
And what's in your folders?
Secret pictures, Scott. That are too sensitive in case my phone was to go missing and be leaked. Right. But I know a lot of people use them for other sensitive information, like bank details, for example.
Yeah. Oh, right.
So it might not be hiding it from you, Barbara.
I know that he never had the app on the phone before, so he's downloaded it recently.
Okay, this voice changer thing is making you sound really sad. You're not sad, though, are you?
No.
Are you happy?
Yeah, much happier now.
So the situation is he does have a folder on there, but it's just suddenly reappeared. You hadn't really spotted it before.
No.
The voice changer thing is getting me. Sorry. So you've had a conversation about it, Barbara. So you sort of, what do you want to know from James the PI?
How can I help?
Do you think he's cheating because he re-downloaded the app?
I mean, I don't think it's enough to say that someone's cheating by having an app on their phone. I don't know the full background of it. I mean, you've got reason to be concerned, but I'd like to think that you're safe in this situation. I imagine it's his, it's just utilising his own privacy.
Yeah.
Do you agree, Scott and Chris?
Totally.
I mean, people can be private with their phone, which is completely fine. But if they aren't usually private with their phone, all of a sudden they're taking it to the bathroom with them and they're being secretive. Mm. I do as well, but that's because my phone's always ringing.
I listen to tunes.
Yeah, absolutely. Check Twitter. But if that's normal habit, then that's nothing to worry about. But if it suddenly changes, then that might be cause for concern. Doesn't mean it is, but if in doubt, hire a PI.
I hope we've reassured you today, Barbara.
Yeah, you have. Aww. Thank you.
Okay, good to speak to you.
Thanks.
Love you, bye. Well, I think that's been a resounding success today, James. I think we should do it again. If you've got a question for James the PI, maybe there's something that you're not quite sure about in your life and you think, I'd like that sussed out, send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Very good today, James.
Not a problem. Not as good as the time when I had to drive down the A421 with 5 bags of horse manure in the back of my car. I'll tell you about that next week.
Right, OK, that's a tease. Next Friday. Thank you, James.
Scott Mills.
We did this last Friday on the show and the reaction was huge. We called it assembly anthems. When was the last time you heard the songs that got played in assembly, especially not on the radio?
And it's mad, we all seem to know these songs. It seems to be that it was largely the same songs at every school as we were all growing up, and it's just wonderful hearing them again on Radio 1 because, Scott, they are bangers.
They are, and you didn't realise at the time because you're like, oh, miss, why'd you got to sing this again? But you didn't realise at the time what actually good songs they were. Hello, Lewis. Lewis.
Hey.
Hey.
You right?
I'm good, thank you.
What are you doing today?
I'm at work today, but we're not actually supposed to have the radio on.
That's fine. Okay, tell me the song that you love the most from your assemblies.
So I would like to request The Whole World in His Hands.
Oh, you see, we didn't play this last week. I don't know how we missed it, because it's one of the biggest
it's
ones.
It's an obvious one, isn't it?
Am I right, Lewis?
Yes, definitely.
Big tune.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole.
Yeah, with hand actions, even better.
You have to do some cupping.
And, like, world.
World.
And cup.
He's got the little bitty baby in his hands. He's got the little bitty baby in his hands. He's got the little bitty baby. He's got the whole world. In
world.
His
cup.
Hands. Cup.
He's got the whole.
Sometimes you forget some of the verses.
Yes. In his hands, he's got Ben has been on. Ben's Scout Troop used to sing Whole World in His Hands at Scout Troop. And they sing the line, they change it so it's like, he has every scout in his hands. And then if you're in Cubs, it's like, he has every cub in his hand. And then if you're in Beavers, he has every beaver
yeah.
in his hands. And so you can just change it, you see.
And interesting what backing you'd get with this as well, whether it was a sort of a backing track or teacher on guitar or teacher on piano.
Oh, God, so try-hard, wasn't
it? We had Mrs. Hall on the piano.
OK, we get it. You can play the rubbish piano that's really, by the way, needs
also, sorry.
Get it tuned.
Sorry, it's all coming back to me now. Mrs. Hall on the piano. With an assistant. With
on the piano. Mrs. Hall on the piano.
Mrs. Hall on the piano. With an assistant next to her turning the pages.
Yes, yes. Overstaffed. And also get that piano tuned. Pew! Always sounds rubbish. Hello, Shane.
Hi, Scott.
Where are you today?
I'm in Cardiff.
Okay, what's your one?
All Things Bright and Beautiful.
Oh, what a song. What a song!
It's just a shame that when you get older, you hear less of it at school and more of it at funerals.
Oh, actually, yeah, that's true. Also doubles up at funerals.
Lovely thought.
All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful.
Radio 1.
The Lord God made
another one that gets turned into a football chant as well, with different lyrics. Rude lyrics.
Oh, rude lyrics.
Yeah. Each little
also, if you're loving these assembly anthems, we've got some great news about next Friday's show, which I'll reveal to you in a minute. So awesome. Okay, yeah, it's enough.
Beth says, feels very strange doing my gym workout today. He's got the whole world in his hands.
People love these assembly classics.
Nancy.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mills. Good afternoon, Mr. Stark.
And good, then, good afternoon, everyone. Nancy, where are you today?
I'm at uni in Exeter.
Okay. What can I play you, please?
Could I please have Give Me All in My Lamp, Keep Me Burning?
What are your memories of this from school before you were at Exeter Uni?
Just, you know, reception to your tea. You'd go in, you'd sit cross-legged on the floor, and you knew it was going to be a good day when this came on.
Oh, yeah, this was a good one.
What a jolly song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What a chorus.
Yeah.
Nancy, I forgot about the Sing Hosanna bit.
Oh, yeah, that's the best bit.
It's the best bit.
It did have several verses, this. It was like, give me lead in my pencil, give me something.
Yeah, there's loads, wasn't there? Nancy, good one. Did that cheer up your Friday? What are you doing? Are you doing exams?
No, I'm just coursework at the moment. Okay, but yeah, that has really made my day.
It's all helped.
Thank you.
All together now.
Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings.
Sing Hosanna. Oh, yes. I love where people are listening to this. Kieran says you've got a full quarry blasting out assembly anthems in Cumbria at the moment.
BBC Radio
1!
Scott Mills.
Listening on my tractor, loving the assembly anthems. That's from Giles. He is in Worcestershire. David in Manchester says, this sets me up for a weekend. I know, right? We should do this as like a DJ set, definitely. Also, we're going to Harper Adams uni at the weekend. We should drop one.
Yeah, good idea.
One of the assembly anthems.
We can do that. I've just thought of one more, by the way. And my memory of it was that the assembly hall would be cut in half. So one sings and the other sings. You ready to go?
Oh, I know this one, yeah, because first half sing first, you.
From the tiny ant.
From the tiny... on the other side.
To the elephant.
To the elephant.
From the snake to the kangaroo.
You sing.
From the snake to the kangaroo.
Are we going on?
From the great white shark.
From the great white shark.
To the singing lark.
To the singing lark.
Care for them, it's up to you.
You sing.
Care for them, it's up to you.
They do this a few times now.
Care for them, it's up to you.
Love.
No one else will care for them.
It's up, it's up to you.
It's up to you. Oh, yeah.
Radio 1.
Such great songs. We didn't realise at the time.
Scott Mills.
Nathan off of Geordie Shore's been on saying, please tell me you've got Who Put the Colour in the Rainbow. Don't worry about it because we have got some exciting news for you. You know Jaguar Skills, who does excellent mixes and mashups. He has agreed to do an assembly mix for us for next Friday's show.
I think this is going to be huge.
He did a mix for us once before. Remember those two lads that set up their own festival and they wanted Jag Skills to play? He couldn't make it, but he did a mix for them instead. So we've given him all of the school assembly bangers. He's going to make it into something magnificent this time next week.
So assembly rave next week is what we're saying.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. And hopefully we'll be able to have it for you to download. I've won a lot on bangers this week.
Showboating.
What does that mean?
This is what you're doing. You're doing your glory time here.
I was like, sorry? I won with Westlife and Foo Fighters and another one I can't remember.
Scott Mills.
Just realised I've got my mum staying this weekend.
Good thing or bad thing?
Bad that I've just remembered. But also means I'll be forced to watch Dancing on Ice. Oh, I'll have to go upstairs. Lol having to go upstairs in your own house.
Well, hold on, we need to think about this, because if your mum's in, what we've got to remember is we're out on Saturday night together.
That's all right.
Don't lock her in again.
Oh, that happened before, didn't it? Where I locked her in and then the police called and... Oh. But the police came around because the alarm went off, and then next thing you know...
She was just in the letterbox.
My mum's through the letterbox going, I'm his mum, I'm not a burglar! But yeah, Dancing on Ice, can't watch it, it stresses me out.
Why?
Because it's really dangerous. I went to see it once live and someone popped their shoulder out.
Ugh.
Like, you'd never do that show. Why would you do it? I couldn't do a show called Dancing on the Ground. So I hate to think of my chances on ice.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Connie.
Yes, hey.
Yes. Just a sudden realisation that you're on the radio.
I know.
Where are you, please?
I am just outside Omagh in Northern Ireland.
Lovely, okay. And you have, I can tell just from your voice, you do have horses.
Yes, I do.
Okay, how many?
We have about 7.
Whoa! Yes. Okay, and what's the plan for this weekend?
We have a pony award. My wee sister's getting an award. So.
Oh, I love the pony awards. That's like the Oscars of the pony world, isn't it?
Yeah.
And is that tonight?
Right. Yep, tonight.
Oh, okay. And what's the award for?
She got it. She went to Scotland on the Irish team. So.
Oh, wow.
Okay, cool.
Award-winning horse.
And is this a well-dressed horse sort of thing? Or
a horse formal.
Yeah, right. Because the reason I say is me and Scott went to the...
black tie?
Yep.
Me and Scott went to the... we were DJing at the races and we were very lucky enough to be chosen to judge best-looking horse at event. And
we just didn't know what to look for.
It was an odd experience because we spoke to the professional beforehand and said, what do we need to look at to decide which is the horse that should win? And they were saying you kind of go by the legs and the patterns in the... It's all kind of... I don't know. It was a hard one, wasn't it, Scott?
Just felt weird. OK, well, good luck with that. Good luck to... Is it one horse that's in the Pony Awards for you?
Yeah, my horse.
Name?
Tequila.
Good name.
Tequila, good. All right, this is what I've got for you on Bangers today. Hopefully we'll start your weekend off right.
Put your hands up. It's like an assembly anthem in the way that keep repeating. Give me the green light.
Now, this is a forgotten classic by Roll Deep called Green Light. What?
I mean, lyrically brilliant.
Wow, of its time. Green Light by Roll Deep. I've got that. And Chris?
All right, my banger choice today is this. I just don't think I've chosen this on Bangers yet, and it's such a tune. This is Twister, Sunshine.
This is so throwback.
Okay. It's proper throwback.
They both are.
I hope Tequila the Horse loves it.
Yeah, I need something to get our hair banging.
Yeah,
okay. Need a good tune. Hmm, this isn't helpful. Need something to feel good for Friday. I think I'm going to have to go with Drum Roll. I'm going to have to go with Chris. Lovely day.
Go on. Let's get them dollars. Let's get this money.
Mind on my money, money on my mind. I got my finger on the trigger, staying on the grind. And when I wake up in the morning, I got to hit a lick. Saw the 2003 Nappy on sprees with a kick. Soon as my eyes see the sunshine, my thoughts is juking the block and dodging the one time. Peep how we moving them with pounds of juice before I double my. I can serve 16 ounces for six and get back.
Scott Mills.
Chris has this thing where he can just tell if someone's a vegan. A power that until recently he didn't know he had. Everyone's got something that they're great at. Josh, what's your superpower, please?
I am a summertime sneezer. I can tell when it gets to 9 o'clock.
You are a summertime sneezer. Yes. What happens?
Every night in the summer at 9 o'clock, I will sneeze 3 times.
At bang on 9?
Bang on 9.
All summer?
Yep.
See?
Every day?
Every day.
This is crazy. So you could be out and about, it hits 9, sneeze 3 times.
Yeah.
9 a.m. or p.m.?
P.m.
That's mad.
It really is.
Has this skill ever come in use for anything?
No.
Have you ever had it checked out as to why it might be?
No, because it's pretty cool, I decided.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but do you not think it's a tad weird?
It is a bit, yeah.
It is a bit weird, isn't it? Just the sneezing at 9, it's kind of an odd thing to happen.
But I don't need to know what the time is.
It's 5:30 the sneeze.
Do you, like, trail forward to it? Like, if you're with your mates in the pub, you're like, right, 10 minutes, and watch, I'm going to sneeze 3 times because it'll be 9 o'clock.
I have done, yeah.
What, and then they're amazed by it?
Yeah. Here it comes.
We had a caller this week called Viran who gets a nosebleed when it goes from winter to summer. And he had a nosebleed last week, so he now thinks we're in summer. So if that was true, you'd be sneezing at 9 p.m. Is that happening?
It's not summer. No. I listened and he was wrong.
Well, it's clearly not summer. I don't know if you've been outside.
Yeah. It's like 5 degrees.
Yeah, if that.
9 p.m. till I sneeze?
See, Viran says the nose never lies, but I don't think yours does.
Yeah, mine doesn't.
No.
I'm not getting any, like, phantom sneezes in January.
So when would it come on? When would it start? Like, April, May, June?
It's normally, like, mid-July.
But we're well into summer by then.
No, we're not.
Well, we are.
Mid-July to mid-September.
June is, I would say, is summer, June.
It's pushing it.
It'd be great to see this. I mean, it really would be good to see this thing in action at some point. So please make sure you video it for us and do it in front of a clock.
Are all the callers this week on a different season to me? Because June is clearly summer.
Is it?
Yeah. 100%.
Well, what's everyone else saying? Spring?
Well, Viron said it was summer in January.
Yeah.
Like, is everyone on a different thing to me?
Oh, or? I don't know. It's global warming.
While you're there, Josh, do you want Chris to test his superpower on you to see if you're a vegan or not?
Go for it.
Okay. 100% success rate so far.
I've heard him speak loads, so all right. I can already hear in his voice.
Okay.
Meat eater.
Oh.
He's good.
Is that
very
true?
Good. Yeah.
But you don't eat all meat or something. There's something weird about your voice. It's more like red winey for some reason.
What do you mean?
Yeah, it's something like you're a meat eater, but you don't eat all types of meat. Something. What could that mean?
I don't eat fish.
You don't eat fish?
There we are.
There you go.
Yeah.
That'll be it.
Once again, he gets it right. Thanks, Josh, for revealing your superpower.
Thank you.
Maybe we can call you back in the summer.
At 8:59.
Yeah. Is that all right?
Yeah, go for it.
And we'll record it. Okay. Love you, bye.
Love you, mate.
Scott Mills.
I'm Scott Mills. Hello, Jake.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, what's your superpower?
It's a gift, but also a curse. I can... speak names backwards.
What, any name?
Yeah, if I can spell it, I can say it backwards, yeah.
That's an amazing superpower. Think about it, Scott.
I think it's amazing.
When did you discover you could do this?
must have been like year eight, so when I was about 13, because I used to freak my English teacher out of it, and she'd full on, like, spin out because of it.
Yeah, it's one of those that again is almost entirely useless, but yeah. If you're in the pub or somewhere like that, you must get this all the time.
No, I hide it very well. I mask it. Yeah.
A lot of superheroes do.
Don't like to talk about it.
Yeah, just that's what it is. We're good people, really.
Hang on a second, before we test out your superpower, do you want Chris to have a go on you with his?
Yeah, go on. Me and my girlfriend were talking about it last night, and we'll see how it goes.
Oh, I know yours already, but...
we've talked to you
quite
a lot.
Have you got the music?
Yeah, okay. Do you want to go to the place?
Go.
This is where Chris can tell a vegan just from their voice. Oh, here we go.
I think it's an easy one, to be honest, but... How old are you?
I'm 23.
Meat eater.
Yep.
Is that true?
Right.
Mate, you're an easy one.
How was it easy? Why was it easy?
You can just sort of tell.
You can read me like a book. I must be predictable.
Okay, so he's shown you his. Can you show us yours?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay, start with mine. Scott.
Tox.
Chris.
Cirque.
He would have been expecting these, though.
These are also very short names. Let me just call out everyone I can see. Mark.
Cram.
He's good at this.
Thomas.
Samot.
This is great.
Sophie.
IPOS.
This is mad. Like, I genuinely think this is a great skill. Adele.
Oh, what? Elida.
How? Like, what part of your brain is doing this?
I just picture the name and then I just work backwards.
Can you do two names? Like say Chris Stark backwards.
Crap Cirque.
This is great. God, we've been looking for someone like you.
Yeah, I know. Like, I've always wanted to. Go on like Britain's Got Talent or something.
Yeah, good.
You're amazing. Like, what we should do is all team up. Like, all the superheroes out there unite, like on that film with Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, or would be a useless form of the X-Men.
Can you do Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, that's so hard.
Schwarzenegger. Reginald Delonra.
He can do it. Wow. He can do it.
Elizabeth.
Hateb Elise.
How are you doing this? Are you just? I reckon you've got a photographic memory and you can just see it.
But I wish I had a photographic memory because then I would have got better GCSE results. Mm.
This is mad skills, Scott.
Margaret.
Margaret. Teragam Ram.
Oh, this is mad.
Right, from a business point of view here, Scott, how can we monetize this skill? Think about it.
Put me through to Deborah Meaden.
And do what?
Oh,
actually. I don't know.
Like, we could get... like,
we could put you out on the streets. Like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Just put him out on a street, Scott, and just earn money out of him like a sort of busker scenario. Yeah. But I'm sure there must be more money than that.
I'd do anything, really, because it's a wasted skill.
Mm. All right, well, look, I'm sure someone can think of a good use for it, and perhaps we can earn millions out of this.
I think this might be better than your superpower.
I kind of agree.
Mm. I've knocked him off the shelf. Get me on.
All right, good to speak to you, Jake. Love you, bye.
Yep, ooi, ebo.
Yes! He's the best! Love you, bye, backwards.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Sorry, going back to that backwards boy.
It's blown my mind.
The guy is amazing.
I know. I mean, Tom from Huddersfield, I hear you. You've got an adhesive head. But I still think the...
This is great today.
I still think that superpower definitely wins.
Scott Mills.
On text, Luke from Rugby, you've got a great memory. He says, did you ever buy Swedish House Mafia's set? You know, the DJ set they used to have, like these, all the lights, but also when they split up, I was like, I want those letters that said SHM, which they had behind them.
Mm.
And I wouldn't buy the H, I would just buy the S and the M, the large letters from their stage show, and use it on my slightly smaller stage show when I play student gigs. And I was told, Luke, I did inquire, I was told they were not for sale. Probably just in case they got back together again. Which they will.
Scott Mills.
We're back on Monday from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.